Good afternoon. I'll use this setting to kind of talk about a few specific things, some of it usual business, some of it somewhat new, obviously, under the circumstances. I'll start with a quick review of Sunday's performance. I thought it was a great team win for us for a very few specific reasons. I thought it gave opportunities for some guys that haven't had substantial roles in in-stadium environments to contribute in big ways to put their hand in the pile and contribute to a win for us. And I just think that that's good for teams. I thought it was a great opportunity for Landry to lead us at the quarterback position, and I thought that he met that challenge. But also I thought other guys took advantage of the opportunity. I thought Stephen Ridley took advantage of his opportunity. He's new to us. He's getting acclimated to our environment and working his way into game-like condition. And the only way to get in that type condition is to play. Sunday provided an opportunity for him to do that. I was pleased with what he was able to provide us. Guys like Matt getting an opportunity to start in the offensive line I thought was significant. On the defensive side of the ball, it might not be new faces, but it is opportunities. You know, we're still working through our division of labor in terms of the replacement of Ryan Shazier and the multiple people that are involved in that and finding comfort with that labor. Whether it's, you know, individual people like L.J. Fort continuing to grow as a defender or different sub-packages, like we had a seven defensive back sub-package with Cam Sutton in the game and at different moments. I thought we're still working through some things there and growing as a football team in those areas. I thought that was positive. And obviously, we got some splash in the kicking game and some areas where we haven't gotten splash. And that not only in terms of Sunday, but I think in recent weeks. I think that, you know, Juju has done a nice job in the kick return game. Coming back, you know, his progress has been slowed really largely over the course of the year through a myriad of, you know, nagging injuries and so forth that limit his growth and development there. But, you know, it was a splash play and one that we know he's capable of, and it's good to get it on tape. Eli Rogers, I think, continues to grow and provide solid play for us at the punt return position. I think that was highlighted really in Houston, but I like the overall trajectory of those things. I thought it was significant for us to obviously be able to go 6-0 in AFC North football. You know what our goals are as a football team. Those remain unchanged, but if you're going to, you know, be dominant in the National Football League, you have to dominate your division first, and that's important. That was a very upfront goal that we had, and it was great to be able to get that accomplished. Had a few injuries to talk about. One in-game, B.J. Finney. He had an ankle injury that he was able to come back from. Then he had a quad injury that he wasn't. Probably a culmination of the two. If I had to characterize his status as this week, I would characterize it as questionable. Saw him this morning. No way can you count B.J. Finney out. Saw Antonio Brown this morning also. His progress is going well, his rehab. If we were to play a game this week, you could characterize him as questionable as well. So not a lot of other people to talk about, and that is a good thing. You know, now we transition our efforts to how we're going to utilize this week and this time. And really, it's very specific for us. In all three areas of our game, we want to address known issues, areas where we consistently fall short, and identifying those areas first and then working out a plan of action in terms of minimizing some of those things. We want to continue to find increased clarity in terms of our division of labor in all three areas, whether it's specialized or unspecialized. I think that's always a great opportunity to analyze who we're asking to do what, and is it appropriate? Should we look at other candidates, et cetera, et cetera? Always during this time when you get a buy opportunity, we look at some tendency-related things, some schematic things along those same lines in an effort to stay in front of the posse. And lastly, and definitely not lastly, probably, you know, one of the most important things we'll do, we'll continue to talk about technique and skill development relative to our positions and work in those areas, use the on-field time to work in those areas per our positions in all three phases. It's our desire to continue to be a team on the rise as the road gets narrow And the only way that we do that is that we grow. We grow in understanding, we grow in technique, we grow in execution. And so that's where we'll utilize our time this week as we prepare for the next time we walk into a stadium. Be happy to address any questions you might have.
Mike, will you spend any time game planning for any of the three possible opponents, or the fact that you've played all three of those possibilities, does that mitigate that somewhat?
You know, we probably wouldn't, even if we hadn't. But the fact that we've seen the possibilities obviously creates a level of comfort in at least understanding that next week we'll be working versus something that's somewhat familiar in a 2017 season since. But I think it's appropriate at this time when you're not playing someone to really maximize this opportunity that we have to focus on ourselves and things that we do well, things that we don't do well, how we can grow individually and collectively. So that'll be the overall trajectory of our focus this week.
In what ways, if at all, does this bye week differ from the way you approach a midseason?
You know, I don't know that it does. When you look at it from that perspective, we're simply analyzing what we've done, who we've done it with, and making thoughtful decisions as we move forward in those areas. So in terms of a mentality in which we approach the work, very similar. The work itself, obviously, where we are in the journey, is no longer a 32-team league. It's a 12-team league. Some of the differences lie in that as well.
Just to follow up on what Stan was asking about, your familiarity with the opponents in the AFC playoff bracket. I mean, you've seen four of your potential opponents over the course of the season. Like, can you characterize the depth of the AFC playoff tree this year and the talent that's there?
You know, it's the playoffs. You know, they're all quality teams. I'd probably say that in any year. We've had some exposure to some of the top-notch teams, not only in the AFC, but, you know, we've seen the Vikings as well. So you're comfortable in that. You know that you've been in some in-stadium environments against some of the people that are in the tournament. And so you got firsthand knowledge maybe about how you match up. But, you know, I'm sure all the other 11 teams would say the same thing too. When you get to this point in the journey, it's less about who you play and more about how you play. And so with respect to that, we respect everyone that's in the field. We don't take it for granted. We understand that it's going to be challenging. But our energies are where they should be, and that's on us.
Mike, what's your comfort level with, you mentioned earlier, the replacing Ryan Shazier. What's your comfort level with that process?
You know, I'm very comfortable with the process and acknowledge that it has been and probably will continue to be an ongoing one relative to the matchups within the stadiums that we walk into. Ryan is that dynamic of a player. He's an all-situations guy, and sometimes the people you replace him with are not all situations people. So 1 week's adjustments might be different than the next week's adjustments. I am increasingly comfortable with defining what that is and going through the process of selecting the ways in which we're going to make the necessary plays to occupy his space. And it may be different every week, obviously, because of the things I just mentioned.
Mike, without a handful of players playing, is there a concern about rust? I mean, Ben talked, he said he would have liked to have gotten a couple of reps at least. Or is there 2 weeks of practice enough for them?
You know, there's always things that's capable of concerning you. This time of year, you're capable of being concerned about rust. You're capable of being concerned about injury if we had to play a game this week. So I prefer the rust equation. You know, we get an automatic pass to the second round and get to do so with all the people on our roster. So we'll deal with the rust element of it. We'll work and prepare and hopefully get better in the process.
Your experience, though, is that a real thing, rust?
The question's a real thing. You know, I'm used to the question, and I don't get me wrong, I enjoy the question because the scenario or the variables surrounding the questions are good for us. So, you know, I'm not overly concerned about it, to be honest with you.
If there is a rust factor, is it more likely to affect a skill position guy than a lineman?
I'm not acknowledging that it is, to be honest with you. I don't buy into it. We've been playing ball, man, since July. Every day, we'll be fine.
Have the Steelers granted permission for Mike Munchak to interview with the Cardinals and maybe with anybody else, Mike?
We have, and we will. You know, there's a lot of things that get done this time of year, particularly for teams in our positions, and that's one of them. That's the fruit of the labor, if you will. We're not going to be resistant to that. We're going to be supportive of that and do what's appropriate.
They can do that this week?
Correct.
Here it has to be?
I'm not sure of any of the parameters, to be honest with you. I'm just talking about my and our mentality regarding it.
Anyone else for Coach?
Like, after the game, Cam Hayward said he was very comfortable being in the two seed. In fact, even preferred it. You guys have had a lot of successes, not even before you came here, coming out of the two hole. What do you think about being there as you guys move forward here?
I'm just glad we got a seat at the table, you know, and I'm sure Cam is too. He dressed that seat up in any way he can because that's where we are.
Like some of your players said that they've had playoff experience but never had that first round bye. They're not sure how this week's going to work. Do you have to be cognizant of that?
No.
Ben said today that he wants another crack at Jacksonville. Does that matter to you because you lost to them or just doesn't
we got no control over who we play going into the next round. We better be ready for whoever it is. That's my mentality.
You put the schedule together this week, everything seemed the same. Was that on purpose just to keep it like a normal week as possible?
The structure in which we work, I think, is good to have continuity in that area, rhythm. Guys know what time their cars need to pull up in that lot, et cetera, what time we'll be walking through those doors to take the field. What we do will be very specific to our given state and where we are. But the structure in which we work, I did strive for continuity in those areas.
Mike, have you been contacted about any of your other assistants?
I have not, no.
Mike, how big a hiccup was Joe Hayden? What did that allow you to do defensively?
Hiccup? You're talking about his?
How big of a pickup was Joe Hayden? What did that allow you to do defensively that maybe you couldn't do before?
Joe's really good, man. We spent a lot of time talking about how significant his addition is. I think the thing that probably stands out to me and probably stands out to his teammates is the teammate that he is. We knew he was a quality player. We knew that before we acquired him. That's played out on games, on playing fields and so forth. But, man, he's a quality guy. He's a good teammate. He's good to the younger guys at his position. He's a positive energy bringer. He's a lot of things that you didn't know as well that are really positive. So, we'll spend a lot of time in the future talking about how significant that pickup was, I'm sure.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you, guys.